Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates.
የዓለም ጸጥታ አዋኪና ለሰላም ጉዳይ መሰናክል የሆኑትን ሁሉ አይነተኛ ችግሮች እዚህ ላይ ልንጠቅሳቸው እንፈቅዳለን።
Since the beginning of modern civilization, generations of weakness and inherited only conflicts of world wars. But behold the marriage supper of the lamb and bridegroom unto his bride. Then shall the earth's children know the true expression of one love. Then Mother Earth shall honeymoon in peace, forever eliminating aspirations, lust, and anguish of wars and rumors of war.
Seek the glory innocent whom we don't in papers, and propaganda spreading in that is on the papers. Not even Superman could have stayed in the gatehouse. Red a judgment a place. And Babylon a gamble union like race house. And give them a uniform and a shame them every grace house. And now the clock has strike one on your base house. The mill of them churches trying to save.
Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it.
Come. Tell them finna draw me out. When the world government in a falling out, only few man survive crawling out. Gun left him colleague them sprawling out. Nearly dead, medica fi all him out. And him to tranquilize up his stall him out. The fan base can't get no calling out. When him here from the shout last week, him mistress find a new shoes. Wife can't get no news and lately she starting to doubt. She still searching and the youth them balling out. Working hard to not let it all come out. Well it's not safe to go walk about. A slaughterhouse from Baghdad to Waterhouse. Sometimes she wants a spouse, she start to out. Start beat a dog a stone. Guns come out, working people funds run out. Give a shoal off, we can no one come out. Bombs come out, make a stung just run out. Bumbo clad, the scotch tape just run out. Weed run out, your senses must come out. You a pound round a bug, they a gwan run out. Now come out, till the chalice run out. Now come out, till the malice run out. A war,
Zimbabwe to Berlin Wall. Blazing like a burning ball. Loose ball at no working war. Sleeping at no working war. Can't wear Jerry Berlin bar. No diamond on Berlin bar. Can't drink with a serving bar. Just rip up up your nerves in bar. Shut the blood up your shirt in bar. Can't go lift up no skirt in bar. No disease on the germs in bar. Can't go release your sperms in bar. Stamina must preserve in bar. Fire constantly burning bar. Red is red is red.
You rest up good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die.
Seek the now the innocent fool without the papers. And propaganda spreading in the sun, the papers. Not even Superman could have stayed in the gatehouse. Red a judgment a place. And Babylon a gamble union like race house. And give them a uniform and a shame them every grace house. And now the clock has strike one on your base house. The middle of them churches try to save.
Now our poor parents sacrificed enough. Them blood, sweat and tears run like syrup. Any day a revolution might erupt. And the skies over Kingston lighting up. For the new generation rising up. Of youths nowadays where them sighting up. And true reasoning them biding up. Searching for the sign and the sign is us. Searching for the truth all you find is us. Searching for the truth still behind is us. The almighty recruit and recruit from the roots. We feel like drugs chilling boots. We just card on Rastafari design with us. If I fight for freedom sign me up. Can you tell my vision can't blind me up? Soldiers and police them wise enough. Realizing they're no more right than us. Realizing there's no use fighting us. Realizing they open their eyes to see the same team moralizing life as us. So we not take talk now smiling up. Got the world temperature boiling up. Follow calling the shots and the bus. None controlling the mind of the young. Bring down
fear from in the rain of fall. From London to the land mall. All the son of the virgin fall. Institute of the church in war. Preaching
and research in war. Structures and rehearsing war. Teaching and them learning war. Instigating and urging war. Always keep alerting war. When we jump out a swerving car. Now the bees and the birds in war. And the freaks and the nerds in war. And the straight and the curves in war. Forward and reverse in war. Red is red.
If you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race of cowards, you race of imbeciles, you race of good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die.
And thank you for listening, and I'm Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. And I want to thank again all you out there who are listening and future listeners as well. And, of course, if you do have any – and by the way, that was a great song, Confrontation by Damian Marley. Love it. And, of course, the intro is by Blind by Masonic Temple. Thanks for them allowing me to utilize their song. You should check them out. They are about to go on a re-record. They have had some songs come out. They did one actually with Leonard Cohen. And I look forward to hearing their entire album. It should be pretty intense and whatnot. And also, I want everybody to bear with me, because next to me, in my building next to where I live, they're pounding away with their jackhammer. Right now, they aren't, but if you do hear it in the background, I apologize. Also, if any of you have any questions about past shows or comments or anything, feel free to contact me through my email, I do appreciate it, because many of the shows I do because of listeners have questions or want more explanations or simply pondering what more about a particular subject, whether it's particularly, especially about going out of body and whatnot, astral projection. And speaking of astral projection, I want to let everybody know, new book, Spirit, is out. Do check it out. You can check it out at andrewspirit.com. That's a direct link, and it also is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, both the UK, US, and many other internet outlets, as well as local bookstores. And do check it out. I will be beginning a tour in the western part of the United States at the end of June, and I'll give you an update where and when I will be. And again, check out Spirit. It deals with about a man who goes out of body, and he subsequently finds himself in the body of a hitman who's just been busted, and he's in the quagmire and paradox of what the hell do you do now? It's a heavy mystery, an adventure, and there's romance, but it brings up a lot of understandings about what our universe is, as well as doing, a good story. I appreciate all the great reviews I've been getting up to late. So do check it out. And also, I'll give you updates on anything else that comes up about my other media events that will be coming about. Now, this show, what I'm going to talk about, is really not what I'm going to talk about. It's just basically transgressed to me. I don't know how to explain that. It's just I'm basically a vehicle. Tell them what it is, and that's pretty much it. And basically, it's like channeled information, if you want to call it that. And like I said, this is not me. This is just information that's been sort of transgressed to me from the universe. And I am just the vehicle, or you can call it the telephone, with a little outlet. But this is what I see, and this is what I hear, and this is what I feel. There will be roads exposed, and gates will be opening. There will be those who will come closer and closer to a greater understanding. And still, there will be many, many afraid. The frequencies are increasing. There will be more of clairvoyancy, more hearing, more seeing, more feeling, more healing. Universal love will be expanding. Yet, upon this realm, the vortex of Earth, I see, I feel, and I hear. Seas and oceans will rise. Screams and cries, the screeching, the whistling, these will be upon the seas of the sugar. They will swallow those of the southern, the Everglades will be drowned, the Carolinas swallowed and drowned, the eastern coast will feel this wrath, and this will be like no other. Many, unfortunately, will be submerged. Government will be inept. People will feel helpless. Winds will hurl against humanity's illusions. Cities of the east will feel the sea. Waters will rise in rivers, floods like never before. Towns and cities will be submerged more than ever, ever. Souls will leave their embodiments. Fear of the earth will increase. As she bursts her eruptions and others in the very, very east. Beneath the oceans, these eruptions will occur. Great waves, great snakes, great shakes. Yet, the smiling people of Siam will be spared. But those of the crescent below her in the many islands will feel the universal strength of the universe. There are many islands will be purged. These islands will be one of the first. Separation will be questioned beyond the south of the smiling people. In the east, there will be the greatest of more. The ring will move, it will shift. Eruptions explode, frightening those of the many islands of the south. And yet another tsunami will occur. A great tsunami of love will emerge as the Siam will be a uprising. People will see their own new, their woman, the women of these will rise. Of this, the East will rise, and from this will be a new arisen, a new ascension. The very first from the Far East, and this will be this greatest wave of all. The wave of these women will empower themselves of the East and rise from their own. As these times of the new era begin, the swing of the times, the swing of momentum, the swing of changing frequencies to a new high in this realm, the wave will continue upon all the lands of Buddha and Tao, but like a great revolution that will challenge the very core of the crescent moon, women will emerge upon the land of Cyrus, coverings will be removed and cast aside. Self-empowerment will be embraced. No more will they be subservient. No more will they take a backhand from their male enslavers. The yoke of the crescent moon will be broken. The crescent yoke of fear will be challenged. The clerics, though, will be fear and fear their own fear. But the woman of Cyrus will rise. There'll be a great wave. There will be a magnitude of great force. They will rise, and they will rise with force. They, the great woman of Cyrus, will march. Oh, no, you have never seen marches of these kind. They will march and march in the thousands, in the millions. Their voices will be heard. They'll throw their coverings upon the ground. Their chadors will be thrown to the gutters, and they will be indeed empowering themselves. Mothers of Cyrus will rise. Daughters of Cyrus will be their pride. Sisters of Cyrus will be the tsunami of the lands of the crescent moon. And yet, as the Vatican withers, so will the mosque. One will mirror the other in their own demise, both the Vatican and the crescent moons. The mosques, the churches, will both wither within their own demise. Their hatred, their division, their fear will be swallowed by earth, the universe, God. The institutions of clerics will be dissolved. Many eyes will open. Truths, these truths, will be exposed in their true form. and many eyes of the east will open as the earth trembles like waves of no other. In the lands of the Euphrates, fear will permeate amongst those who fear. Divisions will ignite, the children will endure. The dark blood of the will soak the ground like never before. Greed will be their downfall. And yet, as the woman of Cyrus rise, the lands of Sumeria will be swallowed. The grounds will shake and rumble of stone. Roads crack, and yet the women of the east will rise above all. The rivers will be flowing with understanding, and eyes will be opening, and ears will be filling. The oneness with those will see. But still, there will be those holding on the notion, the kind of slavery, the slavery of womankind, holding on to their hate of fellow man, with its ills of division, its culture of fear. The culture of fear will be soon passing. The hourglass has been turned, my folks. Humanity is watching and listening, and the universe is methodically making its movements. The world order, their plan of the new order will be in shambles as they make haste. Every minute they try a new passage of time, manipulation of fear across the lands of Athens, to the lands of Iceland, to the lands of the Americas, to the Latin Americas, to the Asias, to the Middle East. Their plans will be their own demise. The evidence is percolating within their own blood as the universe is changing its own vibrational area. The world order, their plan of a new order, will be in shambles. Exposure of their order will permeate. There's their skies evident. Banks will go upside down in their scheme. Their laws of control will wither. Their illusion of grandeur and power will diminish as their clocks tick from second to minute. The realm, the light realm of this realm, the light within this realm, the frequency of will is increasing, diminishing their power, their strength, for they have none. Their illusion that they will acknowledge and understood, yet I feel still upon the east. I gaze and feel, their hearts. I hear their minds, the freedom, the love, the freedom, the self-love, the self-worth of these women. These women of the east will even have drenched across toward the lands of Put. And fear will arise amongst the sheikhs, the imams, the mullahs, the kings, the sultans, the rulers, the dictators, the haters, the filmmongers, the fascists. Their own fear will rise amongst the order within the mosque. Their hourglass, too, is ticking. Their demise, their hatred, their self-evident torture will be exposed. They are not of God or Allah. They are inhabitants of fear and hate and division. The women of the East will cry out so loud. They will cry out, they love their children more than the imams and mullah call for hate. And I declare, Esau, Edomites, you have one and last opportunity to love your brother and sister, the sons and daughters of Jacob. Or be it known, the universe will remove you from this vortex no more. You are scattered amongst the Put nation, to the lands of Cud, to the lands of Druid, Celtic, and beyond. And still you cry your hate, and teach your children hate more. It will be your own choice and your own one that you've made. If you continue this path of hate and denial, you will not even be of the east of the Jordan or west. You will be placed, not even be west of the Negev, you will be a void on this vortex. The lies you have been living by the will blind you. Your drunken hatred will stupor, as the earth will swallow you. Your spirit will be removed from their embodiments. And this is your choice. It is at hand. So you must respect your brother. Teach love to your fellow brother, to your children. Cast a aside the fear and hate. No, you are of humanity, one, of the humanity, one with the universe, one with Earth, one with your brother of Jacob. Your choice, love her. Your choice. It's the love her or leave her. Your choice is yours. The reaction will be your undoing or your making. And put, you will indeed lower your head. And with the plea of forgiveness to its neighbors and brothers, love. They, you, have a choice of love. As the wave of their, your mothers and daughters, say no more hate. But with great sorrow, those of Gaul and the lands of Druid, a great violence will be like the river of the Mississippi. The lands of Europe will be bloodied, the separation still entrenched. An eruption of fire will spill upon her from two sides, from east and one of west. There will be no logic, no understanding, upheaval, chaos. The Vatican will be in chaos. There will be great wars of religion upon Europe, which will rise while a small element, a significant element though, of very special souls, special spirits, who will embrace the unification of oneness. And they will embrace and with the understanding the connection of all humanity and love while listening to the universe. And their voice will be heard. They will preach and scream from the top of their lungs, no more hate, no more division, no more fear. And yet, in the other lands, across the seas, across what they call the Great Pond, I see, I feel disaster in the land of Dixie. Those of the south, beware of the mouth. Waters will rise, spinning whirlwinds will be your demise. The hate, the division you embrace will be the reaction of earth to you for your own demise. Spinning with wild winds, they will curl like never before. Homes will be removed. Lives, never, never more. Change is underway, and as the earth and the universe vibrates to a new pattern, there will be tall buildings shaking from the east. Cracks will be opening, never thought to be. Green cities, concrete ones, they will all fall. Tall will be but rumble. Then with such turmoil, is it greatest, greatest fall. And then within the blinding of the dust, through the peering screeching of cries, the crying of hearts, and the deep sorrow and pain, it will be then when humanity finally recognizes our oneness, our deep connection to one another, to the universe, and listen to the universe. And when they do, a light will appear above. I say, look above, there will be a blue one. Blue light will indeed be. And those who thought to be are those who are above. And are now here. Disclosures and exposures will be. Dogmas will be turned upside down. Beliefs will be questioned as the reality is rising. The order will be desperately tried. That the universe will diminish their futile efforts. The fear which once worked will not be. Nevermore. The order will break. And even some will change within their own embracement and of understanding. These will join and walk toward the light and will also rise to the ascension like many, many on this plane. This is the vortex. This is earth. This is the change. Love is exposing all and understandings, becoming a common denominator. Systems will change. Belief systems will change. Thoughts will change. These are the changing times. This is the changing times of frequencies, the change of momentum from what was once negative will be positive. And these changing systems will merge new energies, new understandings. New energies will be employed. Governments will be lessened with. And religions of the institutions, well, they will simply just fade. Yet there will be those out of fear. Their own fear will be their own holding. They'll try to hold on to the shore as the river rises. The times are moving. There's no stopping. They, those who choose not to embrace, or will they be placed as embodiments of another plane, another vortex? But this plane, this vortex called Earth, is heading to its new wave of high frequency as never, never before. And I have to say one more thing, because those words came from another source. I know of many out there have placed out many commentaries and suggestions and asked. Some have pondered and questioned, what do we do in light of stopping the end of Yo, the New World Order, or whatever you can call the humanity, or whatever you want to call them? What can we do? There are many who are going to be still having heads in this, playing like ostriches, their heads in the sand. And still many will come out with some futile attempts, thinking their way will somehow stop it, like not watching TV or, you know, banking and stuff like that. But they lose the picture. They don't get it themselves. See, first, the clock is ticking. Our vortex, our Earth, is changing. It is really, really changing. This is what the movement is. It isn't concurred by many, including Bashar and many other great channelers of sages that are from above. This is really, really happening. There are many who are still going to live in disillusion of what is happening, but there is a changing pattern happening. People are becoming aware. Not everybody. In fact, the changing frequency is going to be adjusted. This Earth is on a different scale. And that's why as the frequency within this Earth upswings, so will you. But the important thing, what I'm going to tell you is, because I'm getting off tangent here, is about what can you do about the NWO? What can you do about New World Order? What can you do to stand up to, some people would call it the man, the system, the big brother, like I saw in the UK, with cameras everywhere, and they have a joke for an election. Not like in the United States, it's not a real election. They, of course, select the candidates for us. They're not the real runners of the government. They're not the owners. I mean, you aren't, certainly aren't the owner, as George Carlin would say. You may think you own, but you aren't. So what can you do? Many are going to ask you, what can I do? What am I going to do? It is so simple. People, like many I talk to, who even know within circles about certain situations that are occurring, think that these people are really in control. There's no such thing as control. Control is an illusion. They may think they can do things, and people are looking at things like a pawn, but placement of pawns, playing within the system of the board on a one- to two-dimensional area, because they don't see above what's really going on, and beyond that. Even when you look up down, you think it's a chess game, and it's even beyond that. It's not a game. It's already beyond that. The real simple driving force that changes things, that they have no way of changing or adjusting. Nobody can control the way you think. You have a choice the way you think. You have the choice of yourself. But the most important thing that will absolutely change, which is happening anyway, but it doesn't mean you sit on the couch and do nothing, is reflect and understand it and connect to our universe and our Earth and listen. Open your ears and open your heart and feel or listen to Earth. The earth is talking to you. It is speaking to you. The universe is speaking to you. You're going to, what, do I hear it in my ears? No, you feel it. Maybe at first you may not, but you will feel, consistently feel their energy. This is nothing new. The Hopi have said it. The Native Americans have said it. Within the Kabbalists have said it. The Sunni of Islam have said it. Taoists and Chinese, many of the shamans within India and the Druids, they all said it. Listen and connect with Earth. This is the reality. This is the truth. Even in quantum physics, we're finding out how so connected we are that the illusion of displacement, separation, is an illusion. And once we get that, once you understand how we're all so connected, not necessarily, we're not, you know, some Borg like in Star Trek, I'm using Star Trek reference, that we're separated like Star Trek, but we're one. But we're all connected, but we're all individual. We all have our uniqueness, our unique idiosyncrasies, which idiosyncrasies are your personalities, because we take our own experiences with us. That's what makes us. Our own experiences that we individually experience is our suitcase, our lug, our what we experience from lifetime to lifetime. Yet we are all connected. Yet we have to open our ears up and listen. Once we start listening to the earth, once we start opening our ears, all the stuff that you hear about will simply fade and change. Thoughts are things. If everybody on this planet, more and more people, start opening and listening and changing, that will change the thought patterns. When they change and go into that new vibrational area, and I'm not talking about alcohol, if you do yoga or meditations and whatever your methodology is for feeling the connectedness, it's good to connect, but not to disconnect. Don't separate yourself. There are many out there who preach to teach you to separate. That is the opposite. Isolation does not make you part of. That's the illusion. To separate yourself from humanity, from Earth, to separate your things, that's the opposite way. You feel the connectedness. One way they say is like you, if you're somebody out there who are meditating, one quick is to learn to focus and allow all your thoughts to leave you. Which they say get to the non-thought, the Ein Sof, or beyond, what they say beyond the Tao, the empty jar. And once you get there, you feel, you try to connect. At that point, you will hear, you will feel, you will understand. Many have asked me, what about going out of body? That is an absolute way you can actually see our connection. All the things I talk about are because I've been, my experiences of going out of my body, of seeing things how they for really are. When you go out, you see for real. Like I talked, explained to about twin souls. Many out there keep the illusions of what twin souls are. I had compelled to say what they are out of an experience that I had because somebody I knew didn't have an understanding of what it really is. Somebody gave up a romantic novel of what it is, but that's not what it is. You see it, you feel it, you understand it. You see the connection, you see what souls are. They're no faces. You know, I mean, I put it in words, like even my book I wrote that in spirit, I feel so, of all my books, that is the one book that I feel so proud of, because then that is all my experiences and understandings. And I try to lay out understandings of what our universe is. You will see a deep connection within all things. And anybody who wants to slowly proceed in, like, for example, going out of body, do so. And if you have questions, go ahead and contact me about that. But there is some elements in there they call, I remember when I was at a retreat and I explained there are some realities. Don't be a babe in the woods. It's not to project fear, but it is a reality. There is light and there's dark elements. Just like in this universe, just in all realms, in all situations. You can all put yourself in a realm which is totally light, but you got to be realistic. There is on the other side the same. And just but like this earth, our earth, where we are, where our souls right now, our little spectrum of our soul is stuck into these little embodiments called flesh, which carry another part of what we call nefesh, another part of our soul. The etheric, some people call it. This area, this vortex is changing. This vibrational area is changing. Things are changing and moving very rapidly. There's like a boom, a swing going back and forth of frequencies. And Earth has its frequencies. This is verified, by the way, in quantum physics. Even NASA is understanding it. By the way, there's also going to be some serious changing within our universe because we're now getting into some serious, what they call electromagnetic situations are going to be coming apparent because of certain flares coming from the sun. This isn't by chance. See, the universe is perfect. We are perfect. Even as bad as some people think the New World Order or what they're doing, it's perfect because it's teaching us. It's giving us a reality of our choice, a reality that we can change things just with our thoughts and the way we are. It's also going to face a reality for them. That's their part of their karma, dharma, karma. So like I said, you can connect to the universe and the earth and listen and open your ears with your heart and feel her. You will hear and then understand that we are all connected and we are all one. One with the universe, one with earth, one with humanity. See, when that happens, the cancer-like symptoms of division, fear, hate will fade into their reality, a void of illusion, and disappear. That is the reality. Many, many in other shows, for example, will just get so caught up in the trivia of things, trivia of what they are, these people, what they are doing in the banks and their organizations, and there are Freemasons, and there are Illuminati, and they're over here, and they're over there, and what's going on, and all the stuff that's happening. By the way, it's choice. People on this planet are by choice. There are no victims, only volunteers. People have volunteered to allow it to happen. That's both by choice in the spirit world and also physical world, both consciously and unconsciously. So you can look at it as a lesson. But you, out of the lesson, you can change it. You know, when you become aware of a thing, of a lesson, that's the first step. You don't necessarily have to get caught up into the trivia of things. Because to me, that personally is irrelevant. You can sit there and get caught up of all that, because then you're playing this game of checkers, game of simple chess. But you go beyond that and you see what's real. And not to disconnect and not to hide away from it. Some people go out in the little, I don't want to talk about it. I know people who are think they're very spiritually involved but don't want to get into the politics of things. Oh, that's, I don't want to get talking, that's politics. Because once you disavow the relationship of political arenas that happen, then you've already disallowed your own spiritual concepts, your own spirituality, because they interlink, they're interwoven. They are part of you. Every single thing that's connected is part of us. Every single thing. Every single thing on this universe. Every single thing on this planet. Those people perpetrate murder, rape, pedophilia. They are part of us. Get it? If we don't fix it and adjust to it and address it, you can't put simple band-aids on it. That's what's been going on thousands and thousands of years. Of course, they used to not put band-aids, they used to use heavy surgery and thinking they can just cut that person off by, you know, killing them or dismembering them or torturing them or confining them. But they don't get it. These souls die and they come back again. So you haven't fixed anything. All you did is push it off to another day. And when you push it off to another day, guess what? It comes back at you sometimes even harder and a heavier lesson because you haven't learned. You haven't learned how we're all connected. And as evil as a man is, Charlie Manson said, evil as a man is, Charlie Manson is, or what he did, the dude was right about one thing. He said, you created me. I'm the monster that you created. He's right. Because he was part of us. All those terrorism, all those evil things, 9/11, you want to face it? That's part of us. That's a reality. We're all the same. We're all part of the same thing. Both the light things and so are the dark things. It's the way we address those dark things are our challenges, our lessons. I don't like to use the word challenges because it's more like there's a wall. And there aren't walls, they're just lessons. The lessons you can learn from and adapt. You can be a boxer and you should be kicking the butt out of this guy in the ring and something happens where you only have one arm to fight. And then you start losing because you only have one arm to fight. But still you persevere, you keep on pushing and you're pushing and you find that one opening and you believe in yourself and you believe what you're going to do and you keep on focusing and you keep on focusing. By the way, that's the biggest, most important thing, focusing. And you focus and you focus and finally, boom, you get your shot and you knock the guy out. That's an example of persevering. Going through a lesson, you raised up to a challenge. You know, people ask, how does, whether it's a Kobe Bryant or somebody else or some great athlete, you know, it's not what they do with their gift. It's when they're limited and they persevere. And everybody is great. Every single one can persevere. Everyone has the same abilities. There's no difference. You've carried different experiences, so then you reinforce your abilities of what you think your confidence is, but you all have the same self-wealth, same self-worth, same ability to self-love, same ability to connect to all, everything, the same ability to connect to Earth, same ability to heal, the same abilities. We all have those abilities. We may have not used them. It's like a... You know, we've all ridden bikes before. If you've learned to do it once, you know how to get back on it. You may not be so perfect on it. It's been a while. Practice takes a little practice, but you'll be able to do it. Because everybody has that ability. It's not in our DNA. Our DNA is just one small aspect. We have it within our souls. We have it within us. So like I said, we are deeply, deeply connected to one another, more beyond than you can imagine. Yet we're unique. And like I said, don't look in the trivia game that they play. Look beyond what the people of those New World Order are trying to disavow, trying to push on there. There's going to be a lot of misinformation. You know, there's going to be little, because they know people get caught up in trivia bullshit. Like they'll give disinformation so that you want to hate one group over another. And I lay it out in a lot of different references. That's because they know people are caught up in stupid trivia shit. Because that's part of a game of separation. Anytime you see something that's going toward, and I'll repeat it, which is basically a cancer, anybody who heads to the direction of division or utilizes fear, utilize hate, those are the direction of a dark path. I don't care what you say or what you do, that's it. I don't care what dogma, what religion, what faith, whatever you think, it's no pure and simple. Anytime you create separation, anytime you say it's my way or the highway, within my own dogma, and they're less. Anytime they say, well, I'm going to kill you because you're different, or you have no right to be there, I'm going to have the right to be there. Anytime they teach their children to hate another person, with even comic books and cartoons, that is a dark path. Anytime people hate another person because they think they have a different color, ethnicity, so they have a fear of them living in their area or crossing a border because all they want to do is eat just like everybody else, that is not in the path of light. Anytime things are created in division, anytime they put, example, a census, which normally in the U.S. is supposed to count people to see how many people are in an area to vote. But guess what they did into it? They put it in there. They try to figure what race and nationality and ethnicity, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, green, yellow, Asian, whatever. And why are they doing that? Because they believe in a system of division and hate. Division. Get it? If you believe in division, you're already on the wrong boat. You're heading to the dark way. You're part of that cancer. You're part of that tumor. It's like a body. Our souls, what happens in our, we're like cells within the body. When those are separated, then what happens? It becomes like a cancer. When they start working on their own, separate from the rest of the body, it's a cancer. So to think of humanity, which it is in reality, a bunch of souls working and affecting one another. And what happens when they each go on different courses and are separated? They create multiple cancers. We've had multiple cancers. That's why there are wars. That's why there are all these things that are consistently happening, deceptions and fear. And, you know, it just keeps on going. Division, fear, hate. Anytime you see those, wrong way. You see an imam, a rabbi, a priest, a mullah, anybody, the pope, anybody who teaches separation, division. Remember I heard... I thought it was a great, great movie, Avatar, came out. What does the Pope say? Oh, my God. They're believing in the nature. Because what do? They want you to separate you from nature. Separate you from Earth. In fact, that's the core of modern Christianity, to separate you. What is the separation amongst Muslims? That there's an Allah who's separate from you. That there's infidels separate of you. Rabbinical Judaism, which is not the real Judaism, the Talmudic Judaism, they believe in their own separation, separate of woman, separate that he, she, God. But in reality, if you read in the very core of within Kabbalism, within Judaism, the core is God is everywhere. We are all part of God. God is an infinite aspect. It's not a he, she, or what. But many rabbis won't even themselves understand that because they've been taught a division and they believe in a fear. Oh, my God, if I don't do this law, what will happen? And dividing themselves even amongst men, women, non-Jews, Jews, even amongst Jews. Get it? Look at it in the same context of... The Hindus, the same thing. They have a Krishna, a God here, a God there. They believe outside. They believe it is something separate. Separate. I was at a retreat, and they're sitting there praying to, they think, this divinity, and it's of separation. That's not walking into the light. That is not of light. I hate to say it. And I'm not saying it's my way or the highway. That's a reality. That's part of the vision. That's not reality again. The personifications of God in the universe is not real. It's an illusion. It's an egotistical thing that man has created. Out of fear, basically. Because the reality is, we're all connected. Reality is, God is beyond the infinite. It is all, everything. you cannot put in the finite object. The earth, we're all connected. See, there's it's a continual thing. I can go over and over in many ways, and so very, very simple. I don't have to write 4 million books, you know, how-to books. Me, I like to write novels. But like the book here I just told you about, and I mean, feel free to check it out. I mean, it's from what I experience, but I tell you, when you read it, you'll understand the perspective of what I try to align the many messages, how we are all connected, how we are deeply, where our spirituality lies. And we do have our own separated, unique, I don't like to call it separated because that's not really correct, but we have our own unique experiences that make us individual, but yet not separate. It's almost like particle and wave. All part of the same. You know, we're all part of the same. And this is the real importance. This is what needs to be done. People need to connect to our universe, our earth, and fucking listen. And open our ears. And listen with our heart. And feel her, it, what, him. Can't only like use a gender here. And you will hear and understand that we all are connected. We are all one. We're one earth, one humanity. And when that happens, the cancer-like symptoms of division, here, hate, and fear will fade away into their reality, a void, an illusion. Much like the NWO, much like everything else. But that's already slowly happening anyway. But this is, again, always by choice. Nothing is absolute. But this area, this plane, people have choice to stay within this realm or not be part of this realm. And for us, there will be many roads for us that we will take. And but there will also be many gates that will open. Question remains, what will you do? Will you walk through that gate? Will you take it at hand? Will you walk along its roads? What will you do? And with that, I want to thank you all for listening and bearing that pounding on the side here. That's not my heart pounding. That's some concrete. And I close with a song I haven't heard. I haven't played in a long, long time, with Pipe Dream by Denise Vasquez. And God bless you all. Have a great and glorious weekend. Thank you. Love, light, Asune. Bye.
thinking in her sleep. Too many people keep their heads so high, they're stuck, 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 stuck in the clouds. Too many people trapped in the psychedelic phase. Some lucky people see right now, right now, the newborn day. Put down your pipe dream, baby, 'cause it's like it's here. Wake up, smell the roses, inside your body's right there. Your helipipe, your clouds, your light, you breathe, the smoke, scream, put down the